Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 712 of the Overseas Connection podcast. Today is December 4th. Oh, my God. December 4th. Yes. 2022. We are a video game podcast. We are on YouTube. We are on Twitch every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. if you're happening to hang out in the cool side. My name is Greg DeLacy. Gamertog, Murphy's Law, underscore Murphy's Law on
Gamertog.
Gamertag, whatever. Gamertog. I like it.
We'll
just skip to it. Kim Woods on the podcast. Kim, hi.
Howdy. Yep, that's me. I'm slightly frozen in Missouri, but only slightly. It's warmed up a little bit. So that's me. My Gamertog is GamerGirl27, and that you will usually find me everywhere. So there you go.
I think it's a thing now. We're going to just Gamertogs.
That's right. There you go.
Guten Tag and Gamer Toggin. also on the podcast, spinning the decks, just intently excited to be here. Robin Tate.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. Unbelievably excited. I'm so excited. I'm just excited. It's all right.
Robin Tate here.
I'm in Ballymena, Northern Ireland, and my Gamer Tog is at Bongo the Sian. You pretty much get me everywhere at Bongo the Sian or at Bongo Bits, or definitely Bongo the Sian will get you everywhere. And I'm here, and I am so excited because it's the beginning of the new month. And that means we get to see some fresh pussy. I can't wait.
And also joining us today, fresh off... I don't know where Pete, where are you coming in from? Pete Chin on the podcast. You look like you're in a swamp. I think we have deemed you Pete Moss is the new nickname. So let's talk.
I think that's it's a good name, Pete Moss. I don't know where I'm at. I don't think Robin's going to guess before the end of the show, neither like last week. I'm Yampied. That's my gamer tog. And it's another Sunday, another fun day. And I'm excited. I've just sexed weed. So, yeah, all good.
All right.
Well, it is National Tree Week this week, Pete, so that's why that picture is available. And it was photographed by Richard Garvey Williams from Almany. So
That, Pete.
He's looking at Bing, you know. I told you where it was pictured from. So you're a cheat. You're a cheat.
I'm not. I'm just using the information that's in front of me.
You should have.
This is true. It is right there on the screen. National Tree Week.
That's what Elon said. Just using the information that's in front of me.
It's actually my back garden. So I'm in the western of the western side of Birmingham. That's where I am, not Northern Ireland. Sunny Birmingham.
I don't think we really wanted to see the backside of your garden. So
why not? It's exciting. Look at it. There's moss everywhere.
You have quite a bit of a hairy garden. I mean, mossy garden.
Unkept.
Yeah, you got to trim that up, Pete. Come on.
Yeah, not my beard. Anyway.
All right. Let's dive into it. We've got some birthdays to talk about real fast. Dan James, Daniel martial arts boxing thing. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm just going to say it out loud anyway.
Daniel. You met Dan Dynam EGX. He's our... glasses, we guys, kickboxing.
Okay. Yeah, wrestler.
He's changed his name to Dan on his Facebook page. He's now the artist formerly known as Daniel.
Okay, all right. Dan having a birthday tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And Dan, he is very young, mind you. Young for somebody that is following Bruce Lee. Now, I think 73 is he's approaching 73. So but again, young for Bruce Lee.
Holy shit.
Not sure what Kim was just doing there.
Holy shit. That's what she's doing.
She was crapping her ankles for some reason. I'm not sure.
Don't get that okay. started.
John Wilson also having a birthday.
I can't believe how young he is.
That's a bunch of crap. That's easily, you've switched that around, Robin. It cannot be 34. It must be 43 because we've heard him talk in real life. We've seen him in real life. He looks far older than his actual age.
Seriously, when I was videoing him in while he was in the toilet having a wee, that must be 10 or 12 years ago. I mean, it was just about legal.
I know. And that thing went up viral big time. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's terrifying.
Anyway, he's a grower, not a shower, but that's okay. We all have a place in life. All right. Let's dive into the important things.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Kim?
What?
Talk to me. Let's get through this calendar business.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'll do that. I was going to update the chatters, but yeah, we can do that. It's December, the 1st of December. So you know what that means.
No.
Linda.
Yep, that's what it means. And today we have Dave and Cheeky.
So... Look at the jugs on that boy.
Cheeky. Yeah.
Dave the cat is just putting up with Cheeky the fireman.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. So,
that's where I'm going with this. That absolutely has to be, in order for this to be even remotely funny, the cat has to be named Dave and he absolutely needs to be named Cheeky.
I agree with this.
Okay.
Totally. So... Anyway, there's December. I already have 2023 up back here behind me. So
thank God.
The shenanigans will continue until y'all get tired of it and tell me to shut the fuck up. So, you know, there you go.
Shut the fuck up.
I knew that's going to happen sooner rather than later, all I have to say. You know, that took a lot longer than I thought.
What, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Kim, what's been going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, you know, staying with the theme, I guess. I had a sick cat this week, and, well, we put him on medicine, which, of course, made him even sicker. So that was fun for a while. Nothing is as fun as at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're sleeping, and all of a sudden you hear this cat barf, and it sounds like he's eating a chihuahua. So, you know, but that seems like it's finally settling out and over with. So hopefully next week will be quieter.
I have a lot of questions around that analogy.
Okay.
It's the barfing sounding like eating a chihuahua. I want to know how this reference is made. What have you recently heard that was eating a chihuahua?
Well, you know how a chihuahua, their bark is a little yippy? That's kind of what this cat sounds like when he's vomiting. So it sounds like, you know, he's eating a chihuahua.
Okay.
And the chihuahua is yipping as he's being eaten, I guess. I don't know. I just know it sounded terrible. It didn't sound cat-like at all. And like I said, at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's not really something you want to hear. So, or any time, actually, to be honest.
I was just starting to think there were maybe some interesting things happening in your neck of the woods that didn't happen in the rest of the United States.
Well, you know.
It's still likely true.
It's possible, you know.
Okay.
You know. I really need to get started on Christmas shopping because all I managed to do for Black Friday was buy stuff for me, which doesn't help. speaking of buying stuff for me, I guess I finally reached adulthood. I finally had to buy a coffee grinder because I actually bought coffee that is whole bean, which is new for me. So I guess.
I have a story around that. So at one point I had bought a coffee maker that had the auto grinder in it. So it was like one unit. Loved it. Nice. Yeah, absolutely. It had a timer function, which also was awesome. You could load in the grinder coffee into it, have it grind up. So I get up around 4:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday. That's when I go to the gym. So the first time I set that stupid coffee maker up and I was coming out, I completely forgot the coffee maker was set to start.
Yeah.
Scared the living shit out of me. You know, I'm trying to be all quiet. It's like 4:30 in the morning, making my pre-workout drink. And I was dilly-dallying a little bit. So normally I would have been out of the house by now. But I'm like right next to the coffee maker. And it just is. And I'm like, holy crap. So, yeah. So that was the first and last time I used the auto grinding feature.
Oh, I don't blame you there. I think that would scare the shit out of me the first time that happened. Yeah, anyway.
It was surprisingly loud. I was not expecting that. All right. So you've become reached adulthood. You've got your your grinder.
Yeah. Amazon will never get it here because I ordered it once and it pushed it back to like the 10th, so like next weekend. And I thought, oh, come on. Amazon is usually quicker than this. So I thought, I'll look around. Maybe I can find it somewhere else. I couldn't. So I went back to Amazon, canceled that order, because when I ordered it again, they bumped it up like 2 days. So I'm like, well, how the fuck does that work? Anyway, Amazon.
Probably because they bought it and they had it in stock, and then you canceled the order. And they're like, oh, hey, we have one on stock. You can get it now.
You can get it 2 days earlier than before. Yeah. Yay! You know. Other than that, I started a new audiobook series. So I started the Black Badge series, which is what my note says. I don't know how to explain this exactly. It's like a mashup of the Harry Dresden Files and there was another one. What the hell was it? Damn it, now I can't think of it. The Witcher. The Witcher. It's kind of like if somebody took The Witcher and Dresden Files and mashed them together. That's kind of what this would be. And it's set in the Old West.
Interesting. But anyway. All right.
Yeah, it's written Black by Badge. Rick. Yeah, the first one, which was, I guess you call it like an epilogue. It's a little short story. It kind of sets things up. I listened to it the other day. It's by Retzi Bruno and Jamie Castle, and it's narrated by, get this, Arthur Morgan, Roger Clark.
Oh.
Which is nice.
Now I understand why you got into this.
There you go. Anyway, the first one is on Audible. I can't remember if I can't remember if it was free or I had to pay a little something for it or it was a credit, whatever. But it's really good. Like I said, this guy is a, he used to be an outlaw. I'll set it up that way. He used to be an outlaw. His gang turned on him and they killed him. And instead of dying and going to hell, for which he probably should have, apparently the angels or God or whatever you want to call it, decided to put him back on earth. And now he's like God's right-hand man. He goes and he takes care of werewolves and zombies and necromancers and that sort of thing. And like I said, it's set like in the Old West. So think Evil West or Weird West, something like that. It's kind of that sort of setting. So anyway, I finished the epilogue or the pre-story, whatever, kind of giving you the idea of what the story is about. And I have the next book dialed up and that'll be what I listen to next. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. By the way, we had a celebrity status for a moment. John Mouse was in the chat.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he properly ditched us.
Oh, of course. Oh, well.
He likes to listen to the VHS version.
Ah, yeah. Which now he's no longer John Mouse. He is now Major Revenge, apparently.
My bad, yes. Dog.
So, yeah. So, anyway, if you like Old West and zombies and, you know, Arthur Morgan, check it out. Give it a shot. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And aside from that, that's it for me. So.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. Pete, talk to me about Moss.
There's plenty of it behind me. That's about it.
Fair play.
Yep.
What's going on with the beard? Are we growing this out for like Kris Kringle look?
Winter.
It's gonna be Kratos.
It's quite big now, isn't it? Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Got a war. I'm gonna dress up as Kratos. Jump on the bed or something and
see. I see early Kris Kringle. If you've ever seen the cartoon where he's young, he's a red. He's a ginger. I was gonna say redhead. Well, let's properly call him ginger.
My hair's even grown as well. Like I've not had time to even shave it. So
don't even recognize you. Yeah.
I think I'm just gonna be like I'm gonna leave it grow like and have a Jesus style cut or something.
I was just gonna say, are you gonna follow in the footsteps of your brother from a few years back?
Yeah, I could do, he always mocks me for my hair, so I might as well just grow it. I don't know how he's looking, actually. I ain't seen Mike for ages. No, I haven't seen him. He owes me an hard drive. He said to me he was going to buy me an hard drive. And
that's why you haven't seen him for ages.
Yeah. That's
always the best thing to do when you owe somebody something.
I don't know where this week's gone, to be honest. I've just been caught up with work. I've just been just doing normal day-to-day stuff, really. I've had a little bit of time for gaming, but not much. Television. I watched today, because I was feeling sorry for myself and lying on the settee, I was watching Chronicles of Narnia. We ended up watching the 2005 film. That's one thing I've watched on TV.
About the Chronicles of Narnia? Had you seen it before?
Yeah, a long time ago. I forgot most of it, but it's a nice film. It's a nice Sunday afternoon film. We got an open fire in the living room, so we got that working up and running. And it was just nice, I suppose, just to have a bit of downtime. Yeah, I've not been that well with my stomach today, so I've just been stuck in the house, just feeling sorry for myself. But apart from that, I honestly don't know where this week's gone. It only feels like 5 minutes since I've been speaking to you lot. There we go. But
well, Pete, just sit back, relax. You're amongst friends and family. We'll nice. Help you feel even worse about yourself.
Thank you.
Okay. Robin Tate. Robin, let's talk turkey.
Yeah, funny, I was just looking at the birthdays there, and I was on Facebook, and one of those memories popped up, and do you know, this might be a defining moment. So this memory here, which is about to pop up on your screen, is from 13 years ago.
13 years ago.
13 years ago. And if okay. you have a look at that photograph now, I have some extra chops right now that I didn't have back then. I did have some weird hair, but I do like the skinny face.
Skinny faces are always preferable to...
I don't know if you are seeing that yet or not.
No, I did see it.
Goodness me, skinny face. I need to get back to that.
Where's the picture?
It's on the feed.
On the feed?
I ain't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay, so...
I would also like to point out there's far less gray hair in that picture.
No, it's just the light.
Oh, okay. My bad.
That was a dark room. Yeah, there you go. My goodness, it's that's frightening. 13 years. I put on a bob or two since then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Terrifying. Okay,
yeah. My wife, by the way, constantly shows me pictures of when we were dating.
Yeah.
It's quite a difference. Yeah.
Look what I had.
Look what I'm stuck with.
Now look what I got.
Okay, so I'm going to play. So yesterday was a very, very busy day for us here. I think you guys have seen some of these photographs. We had a kiddies party here yesterday. And yes. It was my staff do. It was my staff do, which I didn't go to because we were having a full house of kids. And it was a really hard day, unbelievable, because Judith goes whole hog, just like Halloween. You know, you get all like maybe 15 kids or more, and then all the parents and families, all of our local family. And there was pin the red nosed the reindeer, and there was different games she had organized, and she had made chocolate logs and all these desserts and Christmas themed food, and anyway, loads and loads and loads. So my job then is to entertain the kids and buy expensive Christmas decorations and stuff like that there. So I was in buying one of those same Christmas decorations, and I seen this inflatable turkey suit, and I thought, yes, that's just my cup of tea. I'll buy an inflatable turkey suit. And so at one stage we were serving early dinner for everybody, like a buffet thing, I put my turkey suit on and had my dinner in my turkey suit, which was quite interesting.
I'll bet.
I had a fabulous tail. I'm going to put a little video on. I don't know if you'll see the video. Anybody will see the video or not.
I'm really surprised, Robin, that you didn't save this for Vegas. This seems like exactly what you should be wearing, like to the blackjack tables.
It's very, very light. So when I enjoyed having a tail and being able to shake my tail, my booty, that was fun. So then just shortly after that, then I then went off and donned my Santa suit. I was one of Santa's helpers. I don't want to spoil anybody's joy or anything.
Just a Santa's helper.
So some of Santa's helpers. And
because we all know Santa does not have an Irish accent.
Daddy, that's you. Yeah. Jasmine. Shush. So yeah, so I was there with there's a bunch of the kiddies there that we shouldn't really have up, but there's a bunch of the kiddies that we had up there. So yeah.
Nice.
So very, 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 very busy day. And Judith wasn't feeling terribly well either. So and today she's just been absolutely gone. But I didn't go to the staff do, but I was still fulfilled and happy over what I did there yesterday, and it was a good day. Now
now.
Season of Feeling Well, I am Turkey, I am Santa. I'm going to talk about wheels in a little while because I've done something while we were on the show and 2 hours beforehand, which is right up Kim's street. So we'll get to that when we get to talking about games and stuff like that. Okay. But yes, Pete, I agree. Absolutely crazy, crazy busy week. Just nutty. I have been doing something that you've been doing as well, Pete. In the background, in the downtime, when I was ironing this morning and cleaning the fire and getting dinner and all other bits and pieces, I've been watching Marvel movies in the order that they were supposed to be again.
Chronological.
Right. Yeah. Some of them I haven't seen, and some of them I've tried to skip through because you start off with Thor, the first one. I've only seen it once. A lot of these things once. Right. I haven't seen Iron Man 3, or else I fell asleep at some stage.
You mean Captain America? That's one of the first ones.
Yeah, Thor, and then Captain America. Yeah, and then, and the Iron Mans and all that. So, yeah, so I've started to watch them in order now, and I'm up now to... I did while I was ironing today. I had Guardians of the Galaxy on. Of course, I've seen it 30 times, but it's always worth a watch again.
It's a good one.
Yeah, and now on to Avengers Ultron, which I think is when the computer turns into a robot. I've seen all of the majority of these. There was one I didn't watch at all, which was a Thor movie all about. It's like the second Thor movie when the girl comes.
Yeah.
And
his sister.
I managed to get up through about halfway through it and went, no, can't.
Why?
Really?
I thought it was dire. It was awful.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Just thought it was awful. So moved on.
Moved on.
So, yes, you know, so it's sort of stuff in the background and stuff with Judith was out for a couple of nights this week. She was at she was at the spa Christmas do with her three sisters and a friend, and she can't complain about me getting a bit tiddly. Well, that's an understatement of the year last week. but she came home rather tiddly, and it's not like Judith, but she sent video of her all dancing away.
Is that why she's not feeling well?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not like her at all. It's probably a follow-through, can't take the pace. Funny, I WhatsApped my friend Adrian on Friday night, about 10 o'clock, and says, Adrian, this time last week, we were snoring like babies. Anyway, yeah, it's a busy week, and then another busy week ahead. So,
all right.
And you, sir, you've got big plans.
Plans in the works. So the craziest thing is we actually have been getting rain finally. It started raining yesterday. We actually got hail today, so... hail. Do you guys not know hail?
Yeah.
Do you not get
hail? Okay, Hydra.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what we got. A bunch of, neo Nazis on my front yard. Hail Hydra. last night, so work, it has just been crazy. Everybody wants to get in last minute projects to end the year out.
Oh, yeah. That happened.
And it's always nice, but man, it just wears on you because it's like you get pulled into meetings that you have no, like I got pulled into a meeting. I had no idea what the meeting was about. And of course the reality is what they were asking us to do, I really want to have nothing to do with because it's one of those projects where, you know, we're not necessarily the best fit for it, but of course the owner thinks we're the best fit for anything. And so, you get pulled into that conversation and then you're just trying to put together something to meet the need of the ask. But the reality is my thinking is I want nothing to do with this. I want to be elsewhere with this project. Anyway, so work Friday comes around and we get a date night. So Cindy's like, hey, I heard Black Panther 2 is pretty good. If you want to go see that, I know you like your Marvel movies. We can go see that. So we go see Black Panther 2. And
Joshua said it was very sad.
It was very sad. It was because it was all of, like a lot of it is paying homage to, I forgot the name of the actor who played Black Panther who passed away. Nice. And so they had I want to say it was actually well done intro section where they recognized the passing of Black Panther. And so they pay kind of homage to him. And then you get into the movie itself It is very much, this is a girl power movie. I don't know how else to say it. It is all about the females within this. I think there is one male actor that, or maybe two, that have more than 10 lines. And that's fine. But I was not, like, it didn't, the story didn't, like, just convince me. I don't know how else to say it. This is one of the poorer Marvel movies. From an acting standpoint, I think some of the actors actually did very well, mm-hmm. or the actresses, however you want to put it. Also, and I think this actually probably led to some of my dissatisfaction, it was 2 hours and 40 minutes. And yeah, I was like, for
fuck. They're getting quite big now, aren't they, these Marvel movies?
Yeah, well, no, and this,
not just
this
Marvel, just it, movies in general.
This needed to be an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Hour and a half, hour 45 minutes would have been perfect. But instead, they just drew this out, and there were just long sections where no action is happening. It's a lot of dialogue, a lot of character development stuff, but the character development stuff just feels protracted. It could have been handled so much cleaner, so much easier.
Yeah, yeah.
So ultimately, I walked out of that movie just being like, eh. And in fact, I'm going in to go to the bathroom, at the end of the movie. And, you know, I'm lining up on the urinal stall, and there's this probably, I don't know, he's probably 12, 13-year-old kid comes in, and he's on one of the stalls, and we're the first two into the bathroom. And he looks over at me, he's like, you just saw Black Panther 2, right? And I'm like, okay, oddly, I'm peeing, so you're not supposed to talk to me while I'm peeing. But, okay, well, I'll indulge this.
What?
Like, oh, I know. God. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so what'd you think of it? And I'm like, we're really having this conversation now. I'm like, well... It was a bit long.
The water is cold.
And it's no, I mean, know. What's wrong with having the conversation while you're peeing? What's wrong with that?
To a 13-year-old?
To a 13-year-old that I don't know?
You just
have
a conversation. There's nothing sexual going on.
I didn't say that. There's nothing to do about being sexual. It's just, typically speaking, when I go into a urinal, I have no desire to talk to the person next to me. I want to pee. I want
to
get out.
Concentrate.
I want
to It's difficult to get out.
It is. Yeah, I suppose it's easy when you've got a massive batch long.
Yeah. No, you just typically don't have a conversation in the urinal.
Yeah.
Are you one of those guys, Pete, that's on his cell phone?
No.
No? Like, okay.
I mean, you know.
Is that taking
it
too far?
Me, but yeah, that's weird, man. Yeah.
Like my friend Ryan is one of
anyway.
Those who can be on his cell phone. And oh, yeah.
Needless to say, the kid liked it, but he thought it was a little bit too long as well.
How do you know that, Kim?
He's told her, obviously.
How do you know that Kim, that your mate Ryan, is on a cell phone while he's at the urinal?
He was texting her at the time.
Yeah, he tells me.
Yeah.
Oh, you hear the water.
Oh, yeah, he tells me. He's like, oh, by the way. And I'm like, oh.
What baffles me, I'll see businessmen do this. Like, they're having a business call, and you know they're talking business, and they're just... They're on their Bluetooth, and then they just step up to the urinal, and I'm like, you know they can hear that, right?
But right. Yeah,
anyway.
As long as they wash their hands, I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's my thing. But anyway.
In the urinal.
Totally
anyway, Black Panther 2, for God's sakes, wait for it to come out on video. Don't go spend your hard money at the theater. It's not worth seeing it at the theater.
But you could see the first, is it two or is... Is there just one Black Panther movie?
Well, there's Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and then there's this Black Panther 2.
I felt like it was a bit girl power in the last movie, but I didn't mind that because I don't know, they're kind of badass, aren't they? Those people over in Wakanda. I enjoyed that, and I suppose they've got to bring more characters into it now. The main
I know it's very, very wrong of me, but I get Coming to America vibes from the beginning of the Coming of America, from where Eddie Murphy came from. He came from somewhere like Wakanda in Coming to America, the movie. And no, you
I
don't remember
that Coming. Years. I can't remember that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the country they come from. But I think the other disconnect is this is supposed to be a Marvel Universe type of movie, and it's the enemy, and I'm not going to do any spoilers here, but I'll just say that the baddie in this movie feels like it's a baddie that would have attracted other Avengers, other Marvel Universe characters. They try to set it up story-wise to explain why it would be quote-unquote siloed, but it just didn't work for me. So, end of the day, Black Panther 2, wait for it on video. This way you can do your bathroom breaks and you're going to be fine. Also, the action in it isn't so spectacular that you're like, I have to see this on a big screen.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple moments. Like but
I remember when I was a kid and movies were like an hour and a half. Yeah. That was it. Yeah. But halfway through it, they stopped for an intermission and the wee girl came down or the guy came down and they sold little tubs of ice cream and popcorn and cigarettes and that sort of stuff. At that 2.5 hours, people probably have to get up and go to the toilet.
Yeah. Well, wasn't the original Willow movie like 3 hours?
No.
Oh, I think it was
like
anyway.
The Rings was in theaters. We had intermission for those.
Yeah, because that was
they
it.
Were, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've never heard of that Willow until today. There's a TV series out on Disney Plus, isn't there, for that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I've got to watch that, the Willow movie. Shell was pretty shocked that I haven't watched that. So there we go.
It's You're not alone. I haven't seen it yet either.
And that's a perfect segue, Pete, because Disney is the other big thing that I'm planning for. So next weekend, we are taking off on Friday. We're going to go down to Disneyland, spend a couple days there, and then come back Monday afternoon sometime.
Am I right in saying that you've already been there this year, haven't you?
No, not to Disneyland.
Have you not? When did you go this year then?
No place. We have not done any vacation. It was last year. We went to Disney World in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Jeez.
Yeah. So we have a family connection that they love Colin to death. And so they have their season ticket holders for Disney, and I guess they get extra season passes.
Yeah.
And so...
what's she shouting at now, huh?
She's correcting me, and something I said was incorrect, but...
Says, I preferred you when you were 16.
Absolutely. She was like, yes, you were much hotter when we first met. So we get... So basically, they give us some of their extra tickets and allow us to... go for free. So we don't have to pay for the Disney tickets. That's we just have to pay for our hotel and gas, which makes it much more affordable.
I'll bet, yeah.
Yeah. Disney tickets are a bit outrageous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
In fact, cinema tickets are outrageous, let alone going to Disneyland.
I'd say a family of four Disney tickets for a weekend are probably the guts of $2,000.
Shut the front door. Really? Is that how much they are?
I'd say for
a weekend. Especially you're doing the hopper tickets, that kind of thing. Yeah. They get very expensive.
Without a hotel.
Yep.
Jesus. They even charge for when I was first at Disney in Florida, you just drove up the car. It was fabulous. The car parking was free. I believe they charge for car parking now as well.
Oh yeah, all
that. Yeah. So it's they're digging their claws in every direction.
Yeah. Smartest thing we ever did on the last time we went to Disneyland was we actually took an Uber to Disneyland, and then just had one come back. We actually didn't get a rental car
from home to Disneyland in Florida. That was an expensive Uber, Greg.
Well, we flew in. Oh. We took an Uber from the airport. Yeah. And then we just Ubered back and forth because we were at one of those resorts that they kind of had everything in the resort. So they had a little grocery store. You had a kitchenette, that kind of thing. So we didn't need to go a lot of places outside of when we went to the parks. So that was actually a really good idea. I would highly recommend that because at that time also – the rental cars were getting outrageously expensive. That's it. That means also, by the way, I will not be here next weekend. So I expect, Pete, you're going to host the show, and Robin will spin the decks for you, and Kim will be your confidant. Like how I did that?
I think so. I can't believe the year's almost gone. I mean, work-wise as well. I mean, it's like, my God, all this stuff has to get fitted in before the end of the year.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Now, Kim.
Yes.
Every month we get notified of fantastic, top-notch games that will be free to us because we're paying for a service that we really don't want to pay for, but we do anyway. Mm-hmm. So... I would love nothing more than to hear about all of the great games we're going to get this month.
Well, be prepared to get disappointed for the first 5 minutes here, because, yeah. Alrighty, your free games of the month across all stations. We have Games with Gold for this month, and they are Colt Canyon, which is available now through the end of the month, and then we have Bladed Fury, which is available December 16th through January 15th. Neither of those games I think I've ever heard of. So
I will save all my commentary for the end, I promise.
Gotcha. Alrighty. PlayStation Plus is a little bit better this month. We have Mass Effect Legendary Edition for the PS4.
Yeah.
Biomutant.
I thought that was a good
the PS4 and PS5. Divine Knockout, which is the only one I didn't know anything about, but whatever. Divine Knockout Founders Edition for PS4 and PS5. And then on to Amazon Prime, we have Quake,
wow,
Rose Riddle 2, Werewolf Shadow, The Amazing American Circus, Banners of Ruin, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, Spinch, Desert Child, and Doors Paradox. I don't know if that's about the Doors or if that's something else entirely, but there we are. Your Epic Games for this month, we have Fort Triumph, which is available now through the 8th. RPG in a Box, never mind, I won't go there. That's available also till the 8th. And then on the 8th through the 15th, you will have Saints Row 4, Reelected, and Wildcat Gun Machine.
Ooh.
So, even those sound better than what we got for Game. The Games with Gold, but whatever.
Those are your free games. Yeah, so, okay. I legitimately feel like Games with Gold, now, they're just trolling people.
Right.
They are picking the absolute worst games possible they could find. Right. And they're just including on the service. So I think the hope is we're just going to stop caring. At some point, we're going to stop checking because it's so bad.
I think we're already there, right?
Yeah.
I don't even think I picked up last month's games at all. So
Colt Canyon, I don't know if you guys have seen what this looks like.
I can imagine.
It looks like it belongs on an Atari.
Yes. I was afraid of that.
It's just like, what? So, yeah. That is
okay.
But
there's been other games like that before,
right?
It looks like Boot Hill, one of the very first
mm-hmm.
arcade games. We had the white cardboard character, Custer's Last Stand.
There you go. Yeah.
Yep,
again, it looks like hot garbage. That's what you should take from this description.
But the gameplay could be fantastic. And the motivation of this guy could be absolutely fabulous.
It's like if you took Red Dead and then like really just...
Yeah.
If you took Red Dead and you said, hey, let's not do any graphics.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Kim. I appreciate you taking the bullet on that.
No problem.
I'll start. My list is very simple. Solasta has absolutely taken over my gameplay. That when I have a free moment, I have been playing that. I have been loving the hell out of this game. It is a D&D RPG through and through. If you know like the D&D rule sets, you're going to literally see it up on screen. It is that faithful to the D&D RPG experience. So really enjoying that. Pentiment, I tried again. It's not for me. It is a text-heavy game. If you like reading, you're going to be fine with it. I think there is a good game to be had within that because it's basically solving a murder mystery. And there's some unique things that it does in terms of how it's writing the things that you're reading. Like you'll see that it's being written on screen and then suddenly it'll kind of scribble it out and then it'll rewrite it. And so just a little nice little touches like that. But for somebody that's tired a lot and somebody that doesn't have the patience to read, it is just not for me. I did get in some Halo on Wednesday, briefly played some of the new maps. I wish they had just, this is what the game needs, more new maps. I think Forge is going to be a great addition for Halo in terms of giving it a funnel of also community source new maps that they can take and test and then put into the rotation. I tried Forge all of 5 minutes. Holy crap. No, I was lost beyond lost. the previous four iterations, I felt like I could jump in and kind of figure things out. Mm-hmm. On this one, man, no. I was just like, I don't even know where to start. So hats off to those that have been making these great maps, because, I mean, it takes effort. Look, I'm excited for Halo to see new content like this. I think it'll help. The new maps that we did play were fun. Halo.
Wednesday. I'm very happy to see some of my kids during the Christmas party. Some of the older ones came out here and they were playing on the big screen, four screens all together, Halo, which was kind of nice to see. Rather than flipping Fortnite and Rocket League.
Robin, let's dive into your week.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to talk a wee bit about hardware first and something that I'd done. Okay, so yeah. So Fanatec is a really, really big company and it makes a lot of really good hardware. And I have quite a full-size wheel that I'd bought with my Fanatec base. And I really wanted some more buttons on my wheel and not a round wheel, like a rectangular style wheel. Mm-hmm. And I've been keeping an eye on it, and the Fanatec wheels became available at a good price over Black Friday, and the price was still consistent today, and I thought, I am going to get myself one of these McLaren GT3 wheels. It'll be popping up on the screen now. And it's a very sexy thing. It's an absolute replica of the McLaren 720 car. The only difference is the little F in the front of it there is a screen. And on the real machine, it has another circular dial, another strip that put that is the only difference. And that clips on to the base of my current wheelbase.
Okay.
So I ordered that about 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago. And not long before I came onto the podcast, I was flicking through my Facebook marketplace and a chap was selling this boyo here, and you'll see it on your screen, which is a Fanatec. So the wheel that I ordered was $200, right?
Right.
200 quid. So the thing that's on the screen now, I don't know if you can see it, it's called a Fanatec F1 wheel. That wheel, brand new, is about 700 quid. And the black box on the back of it is about 1,700 quid.
Oh, my God.
Holy moly.
It's reduced at the moment, and you can buy them both for about 1,400 quid.
That's a steal. Done.
Bargain. So this guy, local, because most of the stuff's in England, had this on the market for £750. Complete.
Wow.
Wheel and base. Year old. It looks immaculate. Has the original box.
So was this where you were panicked for a moment, like cancelling orders and then...
I haven't cancelled the first one yet, so I'm going to try and go and do that. But I just wanted to secure that. I was just sending him $100 to secure this. So I got him down another 50 quid. And I'll pick that up tomorrow evening. But that is fantastic. It's a lot of money, but it's fantastic value. I will, the setup that I have here now, the base bit, the black box and the wheel, I'll get 500 quid or so for it. So it's a small upgrade. And this wheel has more than what the one that I bought has. It has these little rotary dials. There's a little bit with yellow on it there. That's a dial you can, you can flick, say, your traction control or your ABS. There's one on each side, and you can flick them to change for corner per corner. But again, this is a replica F1 wheel as well. So it's pretty much what an F1 driver uses. And the kickback out of the base thing is something like 9 newtons of, it would break your wrists. that was what was going on there. So yeah,
when is your helmet coming?
Right.
So I'm gonna have to try and cancel that other thing that I ordered tonight. Hopefully I'll be able to do that, or send it back anyway. Okay, so this week for me, more ACC. I only streamed on Monday evening. Streaming's going very nicely. at the moment, and I was at Silverstone this week, and I have went up in the rankings from 734th in my division to 688th. I had good, so that's progress. Good. Silverstone was fantastic. I did a couple of races last night after all the festivities was over, and had two really hard. One was a hard race. The second race was hard and dirty, but it was actually my best race of the week. So that was kind of fantastic. And we're on to Germany, Nuremberg, the Nürburgring. And that starts, well, it kicks off at midnight tonight. Now, one thing that I happened to do in a little bit of downtime this week is I made a nice little video of for my channel, because most of the stuff is standalone. And it's a little 2-minute thing about, and I've called it, This Is Why We ACC. And it's a nice little highlight reel from a couple of races. And it's really, it's an eye candy thing. And it shows a bit of the action, a bit of the bumps and accidents, and a bit of the fun passing and my wonderful little green McLaren. Go on to Bongo's Bits and have a look. See that. I would love to be in Germany this weekend because there's a 4-day sim racing expo on, and all every supplier in the world and all that, whoever's anybody within that sim racing world is there, and it looks fantastic. I've been watching a bit of it. So yeah, I will continue on again. Busy week this week. Need to get some practice in. The key to this is all time. Getting those at this level, the difference between being at the front of a split of your group of racing to the back is maybe 3 seconds in a full lap of Silverstone, which is whatever is it, 2.5-3 miles long, like 2.5 seconds, you know, and the top 10 will be split by half a second. So it's all about finding minute little improvements and that sort of stuff. So yeah, I'm still having my ball with it, still having good fun. So that's me. Okay. That's where I'm at. I was going to keep on doing, and I'll let you know how I get on with my new gear if I pick it up and get it fitted this week. So
I feel like the channel's name is Bongo's Bits, but maybe it should be Robin's Rabbit Hole.
Yeah. Pete,
talk to me about Kratos.
Boy. Yeah, man.
That was good. That was really good.
Right?
What a game. I'm 8 hours into this game now, and I don't want to put the controller down. I don't want to turn it off. I'm struggling for time this week to play the game. And I had a very long day. I was up at R4 one day, and I started work at about 5:45, I think it was, and got to about 3:00. And I thought, and I was going to be in later on in the evening. I thought, fuck this! I'm just going to go home, and I'm going to play 2 hours of God of War. So that's what I did. I went out on the road, and I played God of War for a couple of hours, and it just went in a flash. Like, this game is just insane, man. It's an epic story. The thing is, if I talk about it, I'm just going to start leaking stuff about the game. Obviously, the title gives you some clue as to how it's themed. It's very Viking themed, and
Norse mythology, right?
It's very Viking themed, and I've got to fight one of the gods. I've got to find one of the gods. I've got to about that point in the game. So if you've played it, I've found the god that I was searching for right from the start. It's not that far into the game at all. Like I said, I've played 8 hours now altogether, roughly. It's just epic. It's just so good. You think to yourself, right, there's going to be a bit of downtime. There's going to be a bit of like, there's a big space here. There's a big open world part about 6 hours into it, and you just think, I've got some time to explore. I've got some time to have a bit of downtime and probably not worry too much about, running into stuff. And there's bosses. There's huge things that happen in that open world area that are just It's just phenomenal. You just wouldn't have even thought it up. It's just so good. I love it. There's the one tip I will say, though, if anybody's playing this and they're not rushing through the story as much, one thing I've found is every time Atreus says, I think we should head this way, or let's go this way, I want to go through this way, go the opposite way, because that's when you find the good stuff. And you find a lot of collectibles as well going the opposite way. So I've found that exploring more and not rushing through the game, if you're that type of person, which I am, like, you know, with Assassin's Creed, sticking 140 hours into it, I want to explore everything. And I've found a lot of treasures and a lot of things that have helped me through the first few hours. And it's been tough. The boss fights are really hard. You've got to have your wits about you. There's a lot of, you know, when you start to feel a little bit older now when you play these games, your reaction speeds are slower. It's tough, man. So I'm enjoying it. I think I played it on the one up from normal difficulty. I think it's on, because I do like a challenge as well. So there are some bosses that I've fought and I've wanted to throw the controller up the TV, but it's been special. I've enjoyed it, man. And I don't think I'm not even in this section now, I don't think, what you're playing on the feed. I've not even got here, I don't think.
Oops.
Yeah, it's
spoilers.
Oops.
It's good. No, it's not. I don't think it's spoiling too much.
I do have a question. And this is God of War mythology, or not mythology, history. Is there ever a god that he actually gets along with?
Well, his son's older now. I don't want to give too much away. His son's older, mm-hmm. and he has to take a lot more.
He looks like the sort of boy you can have a conversation in the toilets with. Yeah,
there we go. Yeah, he's 13. You could talk about Marvel films, and he's starting to get influenced by some of the things that he talks about. He's getting wiser. Obviously, having a god as a father and someone who's just constantly training him and constantly passing down his wisdom, he's starting to, he's one of these annoying little kids that you find in games, though, that are always doing the wrong things. You know, they're going too far, or they're going to the places that they shouldn't be going, and you find that with a lot of kids in games, don't you, when they're together with an adult.
Not just in games, for the record, Pete. That's the thing kids do.
Yes.
But you know, when you just sometimes like The Last of Us, you know, you play that and you just think, why the hell are you doing that? You stupid idiot! You know, why are you doing this? Like when the girl's running away from the father, and it's just like, So anyway, it's brilliant. I love it. I love everything about it so far. I think there's a lot of stages. That I've got to revisit, though. There's certain powers, I think, that you'll gain later on in the game that you can go back to and you can get more collectibles. So there's a whole lot to go back to, I think. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's time for me. But Christmas, I'm pretty much in lockdown at Christmas. I've got to stay in for about 9 days. I can't leave where I'm at. So, yeah. It'll be interesting. I'm gonna really batter that as well as Assassin's Creed. Hopefully,
you're just gonna one day just be like, okay, family, here's all your gifts. I'm gonna be playing God of War for the remainder of the time, but here's your gifts anyway.
Yeah,
just take them now.
Yeah,
we're skipping Christmas. I want to play God of War.
Exactly that.
Okay. All right. Good. Hey, it looks fantastic. I we'll be talking about God of War shortly. That's foreshadowing for those that don't realize that what I'm doing there. But yeah, I'm glad you're having a good time with it.
It is good. And I'll tell you what, these earphones, this headset is great. Yep. The PlayStation headphones. And I'm using it now for this call. And just the sound is just amazing. It's epic. And I love the controller as well. The resistance you get on the triggers and stuff when you're doing things. It's just.
Now, are you using that for a microphone as well, or just.
No, I'm using a Snowball, but I might try it one day just to see what the mic's like. I've never used the mic, actually. I've not done any online gaming, I don't think, on the PlayStation, but
I was curious. I was like, wait, are you using the microphone? So, all right. Oh, cool. All right. God of War. Who knew it was a good game? Everybody knew it was a good game. all right. Anything else before we move on? Yes, no,
so maybe. I don't think Kim's.
Kim? Oh, Kim, did I skip over you? Yeah, I did. I did.
Yeah,
my bad.
I see where I rate on this show. Why am I even here again?
You showed off the calendar, and it's like...
That was the silence shut the fuck up, wasn't it? That was just...
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Kim, I'm sorry. What's been going on with you, Kim?
Well, I'm still plugging away at Phoenix Rising. I actually did finally get through the story part of it and get to the big bad guy. But it's one of those deals where you can go and fight the big bad guy, but from there on out, you can't, like, proceed any further. Because you can go and you can take care of him, and then eventually, if you want to go back and do anything else, they take you back to an earlier save point. So you can continue on.
So it's not really like a Games Plus.
Well, not exactly. Okay. They do have a Games Plus, but when they do that, you have to actually start all over. And I don't want to do that. So putting off fighting the big bad guy and finishing it. Although I say that, I still have the DLC too. But I want to get all the other side stuff done before I go and beat the big bad guy. So there's no having to come back and finish everything. Because more likely than not, I'll beat the big bad guy and then just quit, probably. And I don't want to do that because I've already got the DLC and all that. And I might as well, you know, finish it. So I've made quite a bit of progress on that. My only problem with it, and I got that way with The Witcher, is even though there's not as many little pinpoints on the map, there are still lots of pinpoints on the map. And eventually, after a while, I kind of get tired of doing them. But the, I don't know if you call it, the completionist in me is like, but I can't leave them behind. So
that's called obsessive OCD, obsessive compulsion disorder, I think.
Maybe, I guess. But it only happens in video games with, like, side quests and stuff. And, you know, everything else, forget it. But I don't know. I may eventually just say, fuck it, and go and finish it and then do the the DLC and not worry about the little stuff that I'm leaving behind. Who knows? I get there eventually. But, yes, anyway, I'm making progress. I'm up to the big bad guy. So as soon as I decide to go and do it, there you go. And other than that, I fired up a little more Spyro. I'm still on the first Spyro game. And, I don't know. I usually just kind of do it for nostalgia and easy achievements because you know how you're on those, like, weekly rewards things. Some of them, they'll want you to get, like, 3 achievements, yada, yada, yada. This game is really good for that because the achievements aren't that hard to get. But it is nice to kind of go back down memory lane because Spyro was one of the first games we ever played on the PlayStation. I don't remember it being this easy when I played it the first time because now it's just like, why did I ever think this was so difficult? Because it really isn't. Or maybe I've just got more experience over the years because I've gained more. But yeah, going through Spyro and kind of revisiting, it's been kind of nice. I get to show Anthony, this is a game I used to play way back when I first started, you know. So it's been kind of nice. So yeah, that's been it for me this week. So same, kind of the same old, same old.
Could you imagine, by the way, you're commenting about the map in Immortal Phoenix Rising kind of made me think, could you imagine if, like, Google on their maps decided to, like, create, like, a achievement system where it's like, you know, they pop up all these locations for you to visit to earn like 50 achievement points. And there was some like reward you could cash in. That actually could prove out to be a really good business model.
Right.
Robin's nice freaking out. We can't hear you, Robin. You're muted.
So the sat nav that I use in my car.
Right.
Is called Waze. W-A-Z-E.
Yeah.
And at the beginning it did that. There was little icons that you had to go over, and it was you got points for something which wasn't. But I thought that was going to be that way. You know, they asked you to go down a certain road, and you went over an icon and went bring. You got 100 points, and it was funny. But it never came to anything. But I get that.
But
that,
you could use that for like advertising. You'd say, go visit McDonald's, earn 50 points. Go
drive by McDonald's.
Yep. Right, that'd be nice. Hey, Kim went grocery shopping today. 50 points. You know. Make me want to go grocery shopping anyway.
Well, either way, awesome, Kim. Thank you for that.
Sure.
Cool. I think now we can go forward.
Yeah.
I would say.
Okay. Forward. You would say? You sure?
Yeah. I'm not sure of anything anymore.
Here is the fucking news.
All right. So no quiz this week. I was going to call it a quiz. Yeah. There's no quiz, no quiz. Gamer togs. I just can't speak.
Usually that's me. That's funny.
If I slump over, call 911, please. Okay. All right. We are going to talk about the Game Awards. So we have all the nominees. There's a ton of different categories, but we're going to focus in on a selective list. We'll go through each of the nominees, and we'll just kind of round robin it, just say, you know, who we think might win for this category, that category. I'm not going to track it. We'll just kind of have a little fun with it. And then at the end of this, we're going to do some predictions about the world premieres, and that we will track, and just kind of give who we think might have a world premiere. It won't be super, super strict, but we need to have some detail to it. So that said, here we go. Best indie game. So we have Cult of the Lamb, Neon White, Sifu, Stray, and Tunic. So I'll start with Kim, and it's just going to go in order of on my screen. So Kim, Pete, Robin, who do you think wins best indie game out of this list?
I'd like to say Stray, because I mean, compared to all of them so far, that's been my favorite, because I played
Cat Lover.
I know, but hear me out. I played Tunic. You know, I've done that. I played Cult of the Lamb, or almost of it. And yeah, I still think Stray was my favorite, but I say that, and I can see Sifu actually getting it. So, but I say Stray.
Okay, Pete. I by the way, from your look as you were looking at the list, my guess is you have heard of none of these games.
Stray, I was going to say Stray. That's the only one I've heard of. yeah. Oh shit. I don't play it. Well, I mean, my big A-list games, you know, so I'm sorry about little indie games. I did play them when, was it Limbo, and what was the other one that Robin mentioned?
Inside.
I did enjoy them. But Stray, I'm going to go for Stray. I'm going to go with Kim.
Good man.
Robin, are you going to complete the trifecta here?
I'm going to say Stray as well, because it's getting a lot of traction. It has cats in it. And
that's the thing. Cat lovers love this game. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think it's unanimous. We all agree. Stray is going to take this one. Yep. Robin, I'll have you talk through the next one. We'll give a category to everybody. So I'm going to dish the category to you, Robin.
Okay. Best narrative. So this is the best narrative game. And the nominees, in no particular order, are A Plague Tale Requiem, which is the sequel to A Plague Tale, Elden Ring, which is Punishment, God of War, Ragnarok, which we've just been chatting about, Horizon Forbidden West, and Immortality. And Immortality is a game which is like the CGI type thing, like you have to pick a video and work it out and what happens.
That's right. Yes, I remember this game now. Okay.
So, which is...
I can tell Immortality didn't stick with Tank Top, because didn't you play this game?
Yeah, I tried it for a little bit. I did not get on with it.
I was going to say.
For me, Immortality is probably one of those ones that will have the darlings of the judges. But from what, if we can say what Pete, the wonderful ginger, is saying, you know, God of War Ragnarok, as far as a story is concerned, is probably is going to be it. It's the one that definitely I'll be.
I hope not. With for the just narrative, how recently for the it's been released. It's not. I don't know anybody.
You fear recency bias.
I've heard a lot about A Plague Tale. I've heard a lot of people talk about it and say that they've really enjoyed those two games.
Did the first one win before? Did it win for something or other?
I don't know. But I would have said A Plague Tale, and I don't know anyone who's completed God of War Ragnarok yet. And I don't think it's been out long enough to even,
I think it's going to come down between A Plague Tale Requiem and God of War. I think those are going to be the kind of the lead two fighting it out for this.
Yeah.
I don't, so like the best narrative, I don't particularly like look fondly back on Elden Ring in terms of its narrative.
Right.
So, I mean, there is a narrative there, but I don't know.
Yeah. I haven't played Horizon Forbidden West. I really want to play that game. That's another one I want to play. But
You can watch the movie on YouTube.
Yeah, it won. Plague Tale won. It won best art direction before, and so yeah, yeah. I would say a dark horse there for me would have to be that Immortality, because that's the sort of thing judges love.
Yeah, and that if for those not familiar with the game, you were stitching together a bunch of different video sequences to, as I recall, to try and suss out what happened to this actress. And so as you're looking at the scene, you could take your cursor and move over items in the scene, and you click on it, and that will take you into a brand new scene. And it kind of morphs you into a new video clip of something that was related to the item or the person that you clicked on. So it was actually really cool in terms of how the technology worked, but there wasn't a lot of direction to the game. So when I fired it up, I was just like lost. I just didn't know what to do. And I felt like from that perspective, it was a bit poor, but a lot of people really enjoyed Immortality. So Dark Horse, maybe. I still think the front runners are Plague Tale: Requiem and God of War Ragnarok. All right. Well, from best narrative, we'll go to Pete with the next category.
So the next category is best art direction, and the nominees for this is Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Scorn, and Stray. Kim, cat fan Kim. What do you think?
Well, I know it's not. I wouldn't say Scorn, because I've seen Scorn and it really didn't do a thing for me. I don't know. I like Stray, obviously, but I didn't think the art direction was all that. But I don't know. It'll probably end up being Elden Ring.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
I'm with you there.
Because everybody likes some of that far out stuff that it had in it. So I imagine it'll be Elden Ring. But if it is Stray, hey. But I don't know. I just can't see it.
I mean, here, my take on this. Scorn was, gothic horror vibe. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of color to it. So I just can't see it. Someone saying really, fantastic art direction. Although it did look pretty amazing. Stray, honestly, it's just like a cyberpunk setting.
Right.
As my thing here is
West, God of War, all kind of repeats of what they had from before.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like it was something brand new.
Yeah.
And Elden Ring definitely was a very fantastic, beautiful setting. So
that's why, I know God of War looks fantastic and Horizon Forbidden West as well.
Yeah, they look great, but
Elden Ring is the only one that's kind of originally we haven't seen before, really. In part
You could almost put God of War and Horizon Forbidden West on the same shelf, couldn't you?
Scorn is that bloody horror type thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, it's surprisingly not bloody. That was the thing. It looks creepy, but it was not as gory as I anticipated. So I will just throw that out there. But again, I don't think it's going to win Best Art Direction. I just don't see it.
I can't see that one either.
Okay.
And that means, Kim, you are up next.
Oh, goody. All right. Best Family Game. We have Kirby and the Forgotten Land, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, Mario and the Rabbit's Spark of Hope, Nintendo Switch Sports, and Splatoon 3. So out of that list, who will it be?
I'll go first. I think it's going to be best family game. I mean, Lego Star Wars Saga, that is hard to beat because it's such a
fabulous,
huge game.
Fabulous. Right. It gets my vote. So
and then here's the thing. Everything else on there is very Nintendo specific, which is not terribly shocking, but in a way kind of shocking.
A little bit, yeah.
I think the only thing that might give it a run, I don't think it's going to be Nintendo Switch Sports. I don't think it's going to be Splatoon 3. I think it maybe Kirby and the Forgotten Lands.
See, they have to give Nintendo something, don't they?
Yeah, well, this would be the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
But But for me, the Lego, I bought this Skywalker Saga, and it is fab. It is a fabulous game.
Isn't that coming to Game Pass now?
Yes.
They're just so similar, aren't they, all of those Lego games? It's the same thing, isn't it? You just run around, collect loads of coins, see loads of Lego blocks blowing up everywhere, and it's just
another theme.
Yeah.
But there's actually more and more depth to this here as well now, Pete. It's, I mean, the layers of this, there's an awful lot more to it than...
Has Luke got a father?
Oh, I am a father, Pete. So we've got ginger pubes.
He's just...
Spoilers! Hello!
So is Robbie.
All right. That means back over to me. Unless anybody else think it's not going to be Lego?
No.
Pete?
What we're marking these?
It's going to be Lego. It's got, I think.
Yeah, I suppose we should mark them. Maybe we can bold them out in the notes there, Robin. All right. So next up is best multiplayer game. I feel like this is a slam dunk in a lot of ways, but maybe not. So Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2,
right?
Multiverse, Overwatch 2, Splatoon 3, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. And as I read off that list, I realized, it's a slam dunk. I think Call of Duty is going to walk away with this.
Right.
I just can't see it not.
Right.
Overwatch would be a close second if it had to be a close, but Call of Duty all day.
I think so.
Yep.
Okay, Robin.
Okay, hey, that's me. That's my name. What do you want? Best ongoing game, Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, and Genshin Impact.
Fortnite.
This is pretty interesting, though. Fortnite, yeah, but the Destiny 2 DLC that just came out, people were raving about that.
Oh, I didn't know that had come out.
And Apex Legends is kind of trudging along as well.
There's a lot of people that have returned back to Apex Legends, haven't they? Different
changes. I heard Taylor complaining about the update in Fortnite that they've changed all the graphics.
In this latest
update, they're not as good. So I don't know what that means. So
yeah, I don't either. Tony will tell me. He'll because he plays.
Well, Fortnite is still the big game that they play. So
I'm gonna go for Apex Legends.
Okay. Anybody else? I'm with Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite here.
I'm gonna say Destiny 2.
Ooh.
Just that's the dark horse.
Okay. There we go.
Pete, you get the big category.
The next one, best game ever. So the nominees: A Plague Tale: Requiem, Elden Ring, God of War: Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Stray, and Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Greg, what do you reckon?
Well, this is between Elden Ring and God of War, 100%.
Yeah. I
think Elden Ring's going to get it.
I'm there.
I would agree.
Maybe me. I'm going to root for the cat. So it won't get it, I'm sure. And y'all are probably right. There's no doubt. But I'm going to go with the cat. So
I just don't think God of War is established enough yet.
Right. And everybody talked about Elden Ring for months and months and months. So
there's people still going, I need to get a PlayStation 5, you know, and I want to play God of War. I hear a lot of that. I just don't think it's established enough. Elden Ring, And I've not played it. I'm not into Skyrim. I don't know. I think
it's going to be close.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're going to give us the percentages, but I do think at the end of the day, that's a pretty close vote. But I think Elden Ring edges it out. On if nothing else, because maybe, you know, kind of media bias, if you will, is going to say God of War is so recent, I don't want to just give it to it because it's the newest game. And so they'll look back on Elden Ring and think, oh yeah, that was really good.
It's happened before. It has happened before. So
okay. Now for the fun part.
Okay.
See, this is weird for me because if you were to ask me what I think would be the biggest show, the biggest show stopper, maybe not a brand new title, I have thoughts. But as far as thinking of, I mean, of brand new things that no one's thought of yet, I could tell you what some of the biggest games would be of next year. Slam Dunk.
So the question is, do you think they'll make an appearance? So it could be something that's a known property. Do you think it makes an appearance at the Game Awards?
Gotcha. All right.
So
okay, well, seeing I was talking.
Yep, start with you, Robin.
Hogwarts Legacy will probably be one of the biggest games of next year. It's due out on the 10th of February. It's a Harry Potter game, long overdue, and it looks absolutely flipping fabulous. And the other one, which will have, well, there's several here, which will have massive, massive curb appeal. The Starfield, if it arrives in 2023, I'm sure. And if they want to recover some of the bad press, that would be the perfect place to show it. Diablo 4 out of the box will be friggin' fabulous.
What are you going to hang your hat on here?
Oh, definitely Hogwarts.
Okay.
And Zelda Tears of the Kingdom will be, again, another friggin' massive game. Not for me, but a massive, massive game for next year.
It won't be at the show.
I would say Hogwarts Legacy. It's not a premiere because they've already shown gameplay, but because it's February, I think the excitement now builds for it big stuff.
Maybe gameplay?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we just do one each and we'll kind of circle back on it. So we'll give you some time to think about it. So Pete, I'm going to put you on the spot next.
Did you write something down from earlier, Pete?
No, these are the things that I hate, these predictions, because I don't really follow these shows that much. And somebody mentioned to help me out to mention that Hideo Kojima will be dropping a new project.
Oh wow, Pete! What a fantastic!
Really? Yeah.
Thanks for helping me with that.
Amazing. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that. All right. I'd have more of a. My prediction would be personally that Keanu Reeves turns up and says that Cyberpunk fucking works now, and I can play it because I paid £60 for it.
Does work. I played through the whole game. It's fantastic.
I've seen your screenshots.
A pervert.
That'd be just good. Because,
don't hate the player.
I've not played through that game, and I've not even started it. So I reckon Keanu's going to turn up and go, yeah, guess what? Cyberpunk's good. It's fine now.
So I'm just going to put Keanu Reeves makes an appearance.
Yeah.
It could be for DLC. You never know.
Well, there is supposed to be DLC coming out for it.
That's
you. Yep. There's an A. There's too many E's. Yeah, there you go.
On stage. Okay. Kim.
Fable. We're finally going to see something more than a 15-second clip on Fable. At least I fucking hope so.
Okay. I like it.
See, not so easy, is it?
No. Okay, well, you took mine, bitch.
Anytime. This is payback for forgetting me during our games we played.
Here's my thing. So Sony will come on stage. You'll get a world premiere of PSVR 2 for Gran Turismo.
Mm.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, already.
That's a big one.
No, not that big.
all right, Robin, back to you. Give me one more.
Facebook might appear with the metaverse.
Interesting. With what?
Speaking of, with the metaverse and a real lifelike demo of what metaverse is, and really it's the next stage or something to that effect, we might see a bit of the metaverse in some shape or form in VR with Facebook or within Facebook gaming, something around the Facebook gaming, getting more and more into it within that metaverse. So making use of that device with the Oculus.
That's okay. Right there. I like that. I like that.
So all Oculus right. or Meta news around Facebook and that world.
All right, so. Pete.
I'll tell you what I'd like to see. A release date for Gears of War.
Oh. Ooh. So yeah. Gears of War?
Yeah. I could see that. It's been a little while, yeah.
So and that would be Gears of War 6, right?
No, right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
There was problems with that when there, and they said that it would be released between 2024 and no, hang on. Is it 2023 and 2024 or is it 24 and 25? I can't remember. But a date would be nice. Some clarification on it.
Right. Because it's getting about that time again, because it's been a little while since 5 was
it
out.
Has, yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool
so
beans.
That brings us to Kim.
Dragon Age. We're gonna
Dragon
see,
Age.
We're going to see something about Dragon Age. Because theoretically, we
have seen something. So what
well,
is so?
Yeah, but not much of anything. Like,
so is this gameplay?
I think so, because I know they were saying that it could possibly even be out by the end of next year. I'm not getting my hopes up, but it's entirely possible. So hopefully we'll get like some sort of gameplay trailer, or at least a little more fleshing out of what the hell is going to happen, or you know, what the plan is. I guess you'd say, other than just pictures and whatnot that they throw up on Twitter occasionally. So hopefully.
Cool.
Okay. And that brings back to me.
Yeah.
So. So the tricky part is, there's some games coming, and I feel like they'd be odd to see, as I walk through this, as I'm walking through this in my mind, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, if it's been in the show before, I don't think it makes a return.
Right.
So I'm thinking about like Hellblade 2. I don't think we see it again. It's already been there.
Right.
Avowed, technically.
Right.
We've seen. Although I think that was at E3. Mm-hmm. But again,
Right.
So. I like the Gears one, Pete. I really like the Gears. I think you're Kim. You totally could be spot on with Fable, actual premiere. I'm just gonna say this. We'll actually get. Oh man, it's already been there. It's already been there. It's already been there. Yeah, I'm just gonna say we'll see Perfect Dark.
Or Perks.
Perks, Perfect Dark, actual gameplay will be shown off.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Bold.
I'm not feeling solid on that one. That I think is going to be potential.
Well, I'm not feeling real solid on mine either, because you know they haven't really done much over the last year or so. But anything's possible. I keep hoping.
Yeah. Yeah. So to recap. My two predictions, PSVR 2, Gran Turismo gameplay premiere, Perfect Dark gameplay premiere, Robin, Hogwarts Legacy official gameplay trailer, and Metaverse VR making a showing off of the actual Metaverse for the MetaQuest. Kim, Fable actually gives us gameplay premiere. Dragon Age actually getting to see gameplay again. A lot of this is, I think, focusing on gameplay. Pete, with the fantastic prediction of Kojima making an announcement of his actual new game.
It's inspired.
Oh,
inspiring.
Know, right?
Absolutely. Keanu Reeves on stage. We'll just that's just a fun one to throw in. We won't hold you to that, but Gears 6. I think that's solid, Pete. I like that.
Maybe look at Keanu on stage to announce Gears 6.
Gear 6 or Gear 6? It could be either or.
Well,
maybe that's part of the metaverse.
There we go.
Just to let everybody know, because I Googled it as well, the Game Awards is on Thursday, December the 8th at 4 p.m. PT and 7 p.m. ET. So, yeah, if you're you're gonna see. Yeah. Oh. I'll get to watch it before you guys, I'd imagine. If you'll be at work, won't you, doing your shizzle?
I mean, I'm in front of my computer at all times, so I will watch it live.
Yep.
All right.
Kim will have loads of kids running around, so you won't be able to watch it at 4 o'clock, will you?
Hopefully not. You know, if it'll be Anthony, and he'll watch it just the same way I will.
There we go. I might give that a watch.
Yeah, Robin, you'll be streaming your racing.
Yeah, Robin's too busy.
Yeah. No, I never threw working hours. No.
Actually, the 8th, I don't have to work, so I'm good. So, hey.
There we go. I'll be watching it and packing for Disneyland.
That's right, yeah.
All right, Kim.
Hello.
Yes.
Walk us through some new releases.
Okay. Your new releases for December 4th through the 10th are Divine Knockout for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One and PC on December 6th. It's also coming to the PS Plus games for the month. Hello Neighbor 2 for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC also on December 6th. And I think it's also coming to Game Pass, if I remember correctly. Sky, Children of the Light for the PS4 and 5, December 6th. Chained Echoes for the PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, December 8th. Crossfire Legion for the PC, December 8th. Choo Choo Poo Charles, which is actually Choo Choo Charles, which is the game of the haunted fucking train that I will not be playing for the PC on December 9th. Yeah, no, I will not be playing that game. Nope. Dragon Quest Treasures for the Switch, also on December 9th. And those are your new releases. So is there anything in that list anybody's excited for? Because there's not really in that for me, but...
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Kids might be excited for Hello Neighbors, too.
And that's I know Anthony game. Will be, because he played the first one, even though I'm just like, really? This is what you play? But whatever. So.
Crossfire Legion. I don't know. Don't know.
Now, is that Crossfire, is that tied into the same shooter that they put out on Xbox that nobody played?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
We're a hell of a video game podcast.
I know. I stopped paying attention to new releases this time of year for the most part.
Right.
Because anything that's coming out this late in the year, typically not great.
Right.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Well, it's Crossfire Legion is a... it's a Greg game. It's one of those.
In that case, like, I will pay attention.
Red alert.
There you go.
Type things.
Oh, RTS. RTS kind of games. Yeah, not so much for me. I'm not big on the RTS side of it. Turn based, yes. Real time strategy. Right. No, thank you. All right. Let's talk some play dates. Wednesday nights. Still doing Halo, Modern Warfare 2. Whatever you want to play. I'm down for it. So usually it's around 8 p.m., 9 p.m. in the UK. It's really 8 p.m. these days. That's right in my lunch hour, which works out well. Doesn't get me in trouble either. Friday, still looking to play some PUBG, but I won't be around this Friday. So if you see Bongo, you see Kim, you see Pete online, play a game with them. Hang out. Yeah. Have some fun. I'll be in Disneyland having... I may or may not be having fun at that point. It'll either be standing in line or... I'll be on the California Adventure side for the first day, so at least I'll be able to have a beer. That is the nice thing about California Adventures.
There you go.
And Robin, when should we look for you for streaming of the racing nonsense?
I'm going to stream as soon as we come off the podcast within the next 10 or 15 minutes for about an hour. I'm going to be doing some practice at Nuremberg. Then it'll usually, it's quarter past nine. Quarter past 10 and quarter past 11 races I do, possibly tomorrow night, but I might have been playing with some hardware, so I might do an update then. But you know what? It depends what the kids are like, but I try to do it sort of twice a week. So usually Monday night seems to be it, and Thursday seems to be, but again, you'll see the feed coming up. You don't have to watch it live. You can watch it afterwards, but go to Bongo's Bits and
See it all. But now I really understand why. When I said, it might be a quicker show, Robin's like, yes, because he wants to get to his racing. Hey, Kim, let's give a shout out to the chat. I do see we have somebody new in there, as well as some of our traditional people. So let's give a shout out.
Yeah, we've had Lord in there. He was in there earlier. And now we have Rabid Kirby, who's also from the Loudy Gaming Discord chat. So,
unbirthed boy.
Thank you. Oh, yes, and Major Revenge. Sorry, I totally forgot. But yes, so Major Revenge, John Mouse, whatever. Happy birthday, dude. So thanks, guys, for dropping by the chat, and hopefully we'll see you again. Yep. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's that time. We're going to wrap things up. Come back. We'll be here next weekend.
Yes.
Well, some of us will. Not all anyway. Of us. Yes.
I have to work, but I'm going to try to make it. So.
Maybe it's just going to be a Ginger and
Ginger.
Ginger and Ginger. It's just going to be Pete. All Pete. The All Pete
all
show.
All Pete.
I would listen to that. I totally would listen to that. Oh, my God. We would spend an hour talking about cock ages.
Jeez.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Pete, give us a shout out.
I want to shout out the community. Do you know what? I've thought about Extra Life. I've thought about that as well. But I've thought about EGX. I mentioned it tonight to the security guard at work. And because he's said it all of a sudden, like he's into gaming and he's been into gaming for years. And I thought, it's amazing how video games and just playing online just brings people together. And, you know, without all of that, without these podcasts and whatever, you know, we wouldn't have this community that we've got. And I've missed seeing those people face to face. You know, there's got to be something happening in the next 12 months where we've got to get together again. It'd be good just to see.
There is, Pete. There's this thing called Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
May, baby. Yeah, Vegas. Come on, Pete.
19th May.
Yeah.
There will be an opportunity. Veteran gamers, I believe, are talking about doing another little meetup at the arcade club at some stage or another if Stu makes it through Christmas. And there might be a get together there. We might have to get there earlier and say goodbye to Stu. I don't know. I don't know. That's the thing that might happen as well. That could be a sort of get together. You know,
dress him up in the turkey outfit. Put him in the turkey outfit, Robin.
But absolutely, I think EGX is going to be on the cards for next September again.
Yeah, I hope so. My shout out is to the community. The other one is for Tyson Fury, who won last night in his boxing match, which I really, really, enjoyed to hear. And the other thing is, I looked through for some fun facts, right, of today. And apparently there was a woman who tried to commit suicide on the Empire State Building. She jumped off the 86th floor and a gust of wind pushed her back into the 85th floor.
Okay, that's amazing.
That's a sign right there.
Yeah, that's a sign right there. I don't know what she's become right now. She might be, like, I don't know, this multimillionaire selling a story. Who knows? But I'll have a look. That's me. Robin.
Yeah. Yeah, look here. I'm Robin Tate. I'm in Ballymena. I foster kids and I work as well. So if you ever wanted to talk about fostering or could you do it or would you be interested? There's always people who are saying, oh, we'd love to, but we never have the time. There's lots of opportunities there for short-term stuff and all sorts. So, contact me at Bongo the Sane. I'm more than happy to talk about that. So keep an eye on what Judith does at @_love_share_and_foster on Instagram. It's got very, very popular there. Again, follow me on Bongo's Bits on YouTube and see my sim racing journey and how it's going to bankrupt me. And... yeah, and I love being on the show, so I'll see you next week, and it'll be a real special. So can't wait. Probably the best show ever.
No doubt.
5 hours of racing.
Greg, have a great time in Disney next weekend.
Yeah, good holiday.
Kimberly?
Alrighty, I'm going to shout out you guys, and I'm like Pete. I'm going to shout out the community, because I come across something on Twitter that was actually shared by Brian, I think is his name. If I got that wrong, I do apologize. About, you know, harassment and stuff that we have put up with. And I want to thank you guys for never telling me that I have to go to the kitchen to make a sandwich, because,
that was so coming, but okay, we won't.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right? But anyway, it's just one of those deals about some of the stuff that people have to put up with, you know, with multiplayer and whatnot. And it's been kind of nice, because in all the year of gaming that I've done, I've only had to actually deal with that handful of times, once, twice.
Me too. I'm the same.
Right? But it's because of you guys, because I don't really play multiplayer games with randoms anymore, and if I do, I don't talk to them. So
we'll go around and beat them up. So
yeah. Right. Well, the thing is, thanks for that. I'll come on the show for the abuse. I'll get it every time I come on. So every week,
come on, we have no abuse this week at all. Really? Was there?
No, I don't think there was. Actually.
Light, lightish.
We're slipping. We have
your pubes. I'm your father. Yeah. Apart from those things. Apart from the abuse, there's been no abuse.
Apart from the abuse, there's no abuse on record.
Well, you know, I always tell people if I didn't pick on you, you'd think something was wrong with you. So there you go. But anyway, so you know, thank you guys for that. Thanks for not, you know, yelling at me to make a sandwich or some shit. So anyway, everybody have a good week, and that's it for me.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, I suppose that leaves me a shout out to the three of you for making the podcast. Thank you guys. Always fun talking with you. Need to shout out Womble. Mm-hmm. Womble MK, he's been doing his Christmas jokes every day. He puts out a quick video on a Christmas joke. They are absolutely the worst Christmas jokes ever.
Worst dad jokes?
They 100%. But the enthusiasm of which he gives the delivery, I love it. And so good on him. I want to give him a shout out for sure. You know, beyond that, everybody just have a great week. And Kim, get back in the kitchen and make a sandwich for Christ's sake.
Jeez.
Well, it's just
All right. I guess I'm supposed to hit the outro button now.
Blessed is the fruit. Yep.
Go make a sandwich.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.